Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a great show for you today. David Vassay, the L.A. Dodgers reporter for AM 570 L.A. Sports, will give us some insight and expectation on the Dodgers for 2023. We'll do some getting Rob and why baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. Yes, sir. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Say it isn't so, Mets fans. Are you kidding me? Closer Edwin Diaz is injured. He injured his right knee on Wednesday night after he closed out the WBC game. He got a strikeout to end the game. A 5-2 victory for Puerto Rico, but the joy turned into tears when his teammates surrounded him, and all of a sudden he was sprawled out on the floor on the field with the right knee issue. So the celebration stopped, and Diaz was helped off the field, put into a wheelchair, and then rolled onto the concourse beneath the stands, and you know, some players were really upset. Some were crying. The whole idea that Edwin Diaz could be hurt in a celebration, a freak, you know, incident. We've seen this happen before in baseball. You can't blame this on the WBC. You know, like people, oh, this is why you shouldn't play the WBC because people get hurt. And this is a freak accident. This shouldn't happen. It wasn't like he was making a play or something. The game was over. I mean, that would subdue any mood. You know, the Mets tweeted out after the game that Diaz indeed did suffer a right knee injury, and he will undergo imaging on Thursday. They want to take a look at it, and then they will obviously update everybody. But if he's lost for any significant amount of time, that's a blow to the Mets and their bullpen.
Number two.
Trevor Bauer is on his way to Japan to revive his baseball career. As we know, Trevor Bauer hasn't pitched for a couple of years. He was released by the Dodgers, who still have to pay him $23 million. There was a chance that Bauer who was have been investigated and suspended by Major League Baseball for off-the-field activities and alleged assault against a woman or a few women. But he was cleared and his suspension was reduced. There were never any criminal charges, so he could have pitched. And his suspension was reduced by Major League Baseball. But somehow the other 29 teams, nobody decided to give him an opportunity or give him a chance to pitch in the big leagues this year. I'm not surprised. I think it's going to be a year or two. He's got to do some cleansing. People need to see that he's remorseful and that he's changed his ways, at least publicly. And I think there'll be another opportunity for him. The only strange thing about this announcement was that he said as a kid growing up in Hollywood, California, somehow, or the suburban L.A., he grew up dreaming of pitching in Japanese baseball. How in the world was that your childhood dream to pitch in the Japanese baseball league? Seems a little far-fetched. It might be intriguing, but I'm assuming that kid, Trevor Bauer, in suburban Los Angeles, grew up as a Dodger fan and always wanted to pitch at Dodger Stadium. So I guess you're playing to the crowd, telling people that that was your childhood dream. Nonetheless, that's where he'll be. He'll be in Japan this year. I'm sure major league teams will monitor him, see about his behavior, see if he still has his good stuff. Remember, he had won the Cy Young with the Reds a couple of years ago, signed a big deal with the Dodgers, was the highest paid player in Major League Baseball at one point, and then the scandal hit. So he'll try to regroup, try to bounce back, and we'll be keeping an eye from across the seas at Trevor Bauer pitching in Japan.
Number three.
Interesting news and good news is Hal Steinbrenner, the managing partner of the New York Yankees, had a conversation with the New York media and talked about having conversations with his star, Aaron Judge, when it comes to the business of the Yankees, that he wants input from Aaron Judge, who we know bet on himself, wound up getting a big $360 million deal from the Yankees to stay. Aaron Judge is the biggest star in baseball at 62 home runs, the new American League record, who people flocked to watch last year. But hearing an owner say he's talking to one of the star players. Baseball has 26 players on their roster. So to say that you're talking to your star and you're consulting him and asking him for ideas, he's even talking about with Aaron Judge about improvements that need to be made at their minor league facility down in Tampa. I mean, that you wouldn't think that would be a conversation, but apparently Hal loves his relationship with Aaron. And Aaron Judge, I'm not surprised he didn't go. I mean, remember the Padres offered him $400 million in the 11th hour, trying to steal him away from the Yankees, and he took the 360 to stay in the Bronx. This guy loves being in the pinstripes, loves the whole tradition of it, and I think Steinbrenner, Hal Steinbrenner in this case, admires that. You know, you want people want to play for you who respect what was been built with your organization, and the fame and the history of the Yankees. And that embodies Aaron Judge. He's no issues off the field. He's a great guy. He gets his stardom. He can handle it in New York, all the pressure that comes with it. A lot of players can't play in New York because of the pressure of the fans and the media. But Aaron Judge has no issue. And I think Hal Steinbrenner is doing the right thing. This is smart business. Get Aaron Judge involved. Make him feel like he is important and a long-term part of the New York Yankees.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live within the moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
Now let's welcome into the podcast Mr. David Vasse, or Dave Vasse, whatever you want to say. Of course, longtime Dodgers reporter for AM 570, LA Sports, the home of the Dodgers on the radio in Los Angeles. Dave, welcome to the program. How are you?
Oh, always great to be with you, Rob. Thanks for asking me on again. I remember during the pandemic, I'd be walking around Texas Stadium with you putting me on the show. So that's what I remember most about this.
That's right. No doubt about it. Let's start here. Freddie Freeman, a hamstring happened in the WBC. He's playing for Canada. Both of his parents were born there. What's the diagnosis on him, and will he be ready for opening day?
He will be ready for opening day. Spoke to Freddie, and he said he did not feel that dreaded tug at his hamstring or any pop. Just merely tightness in the middle of his right hamstring. He's going to be back playing Cactus League games here this weekend. So the Dodgers dodged a huge bullet with that. But Rob, as you know, it's not just getting over it physically, but mentally. Will Freddie be able to feel like himself without having to worry about this hamstring in the back of his mind? I'm still waiting to see that. And I think the Dodgers are still, hoping that this does not linger any sort of tightness, because you know how hamstrings go. You might think you're over it, but all of a sudden you have a setback. But the good news is, seemed like he was very proactive, did not chance it, and took himself out of the game.
That made a lot of sense. You don't want to re-aggravate it or hurt it further and then miss time. And you're right, the Dodgers, they need him. He was one of their most productive players a year ago. Had a great first season in L.A., and the Dodgers are expecting big things from him again.
Yeah, especially now without the shift, Freddie Freeman has a very good chance of winning the batting title this season. And if there's one player the Dodgers cannot afford with the lack of their depth in their lineup this season, it's Freddie Freeman. They cannot lose Freddie Freeman for any extended period of time. I feel like they could even make up for losing Mookie Betts more than they could make up for losing Freddie Freeman in that lineup. And look, is Freddie going to risk his season for Team Canada? I would certainly hope not. And obviously, he did not chance it. So that's a good thing.
Let's talk about the Dodgers and the pitching. They had a chance. to bring back Trevor Bauer, who was a former Cy Young Award winner. I know that wasn't happening, but you know, some teams might have just said, "Hey, you know, he faced his suspension; it's all over." But it doesn't seem like his teammates really wanted him back or the organization. Just quickly, there was no chance of him coming back to the Dodgers, was there?
Well, I will clarify this, Rob. The teammates were not the issue here. I think the teammates would not have – I feel like the sense I got talking to players on the team, they were ambivalent to the whole situation. They knew he could help them potentially as a starting pitcher. And, you know, if they didn't bring him back, nobody in spring training is complaining about that either. So I feel like there was ambivalence from the player's side. But look, the evidence is that 29 other teams had an opportunity to sign Trevor Bauer for the league minimum. They chose not to for some reason. And now he's pitching in Japan. But going back to the Dodgers pitching, Rob, I really believe that could be the difference in this NL West race. I really believe that the Dodgers have the good pitching depth, quality pitching depth, to get through 162 games. That's their biggest strength, their starting rotation depth over the Padres. I just feel like that could be a difference maker. The Padres certainly are going to score a lot of runs, but is their pitching deep enough to get through a marathon? A lot of people are questioning that.
How about the shortstop position? Of course, Trey Turner signed a free agent deal with the Philadelphia Phillies for big money. What are the Dodgers going to do and, you know, going forward in that spot?
Yeah, well, it's going to be veteran Miguel Rojas, who they traded for during the offseason to add some infield depth. And now they have a guy that can play shortstop and play it defensively better than most in Major League Baseball. And also, you know, his veteran leadership is going to be able to help Miguel Vargas and help him learn a new position at second base. So the Dodgers are okay at shortstop, Rob, but where they may find some concern is their infield depth, because they don't really have a plan C now with Lux being out and Rojas being the starting shortstop. That's why, as we speak right now, they're still trying to find some depth that could help them out up the middle and in the infield, because Rojas was going to play all four infield spots. And if somebody got hurt, he could fill in for a period of time. But now he's the starting shortstop, and they don't really have anybody behind him to do that role except for Chris Taylor.
And Gavin Lux, you mentioned him. What a break that was for him to be injured. I mean, the Dodgers were expecting big things from him with a chance to play every day.
Yeah, and on such a freak play, right? There was no play at third base. He was ducking because he thought the ball was going to hit him in the head, and it didn't appear like it was anywhere near him. But yeah, big loss, and a really tough break for Gavin Lux, because he was ready for this opportunity. He had worked so hard during the off season to be ready for this, and he really was going to have a big year. So, you know how it goes, Rob. When you have ACL and other ligaments that need to be repaired, it's hard to be the same guy the following season. So hopefully his youth, being only 25, can help him recover.
Our guest is David Vasse. He's the Dodger reporter for AM 570 LA Sports, the home of the Dodgers on the radio in Los Angeles. Another veteran the Dodgers have in camp is Jason Hayward, you know, who, of course, was played for the Cubs, starred for the Cardinals, and is a left-handed bat. Tell me about his spring, and can he make the team? Is he going to be a part of this Dodger team for 2023?
The indications we're getting from Dave Roberts are that Hayward will get an opportunity to be on the opening day roster. I can see why people in Chicago loved him. He's a great guy. He's a great teammate. Just in the short time I've gotten to know him in spring training, tremendous, tremendous human being. And they're going to give him an opportunity. He's made radical adjustments in the positive way to try to give himself a chance to be better than what he's been the last few years. So let's see where it takes the Dodgers. And if it doesn't go well, they have a very young outfielder in James Outman that is ready for his opportunity as well.
All right, the Padres, we brought that up earlier. You know, the expectations are big. You talked about whether or not they'd have the pitching for the marathon of 162, but the lineup is unbelievable. I think it's sick. Am I right? Just talk about the Dodgers. Last year, the Dodgers beat up on the Padres all regular season, and then the Padres shocked them in the postseason. The Padres are going to be formidable. They just—I don't see the weak link in the lineup.
Yeah, not just this year, for the foreseeable future, because they have every intention in extending Juan Soto. They just extended Manny Machado. They added Xander Bogaerts. Fernando Tatis Jr. is under contract. It's a tremendous lineup. It reminds me of the lineups the Dodgers have had the previous 3 or 4 years. It's that good. They're going to score a lot of runs, and they're going to need to, I'm sure, on certain nights. They have a very good team. Everybody I talk to believes that this race, the NL West race, will come down to the final 2 or 3 weeks of the season, may even come down to the final week of the season. But the pitching depth, you saw Nick Martinez for Team USA. That's one of their starting pitchers. After, you know, Joe Musgrove dropped a dumbbell on his toe. If that were to happen in the regular season, could they handle that? So that's the only, if you had to poke a hole in the Padres roster, it would be that. The Dodgers' strength is their starting pitching for the regular season. And the Padres' strength is their offense and also their bullpen. They have a very good lockdown bullpen. Josh Hader found something at the end of last year.
He's back. Am I right?
Yeah, he's back, and he's a free agent at the end of the year. So you know he's going to be locked in this season.
The final thing, they appreciate it as we talk about the Dodgers. What are the expectations? I mean, the Dodgers expect to win a World Series. They're built that way. They have star players. Do they have enough to get there and win another World Series? Of course, they won in 2020.
They do have enough, Rob. They certainly do. We saw it last year. You don't have to win 111 games to get to the World Series or win the World Series. The Phillies proved that. It was a disappointing end to last year. There's no doubt about it. You win 111 games and get bounced in the first round by only winning one in the playoffs. It was borderline embarrassing, let's be honest, with that group. But this year, they still have enough to get there, and they have enough to run the table to the World Series. It's going to be, as far as expectations go, I could tell you the fans expect a World Series every year from the Dodgers with this, with the expectations the Dodgers have set for themselves. But I think fans are sitting back waiting to see what this team is going to look like and how they're going to perform without all-star after all-star after all-star.
And I think the National League, Dave, stop me if I'm wrong, the National League is a stronger league. You know, it goes back and forth with teams. Mm-hmm. But in the East, you got the Mets, of course, you got the Braves, and you got the Phillies, who spent a lot of money in the offseason. And then you got the Dodgers and the Padres. Those might be five of the best 7 or 8 teams in the entire baseball.
No doubt, Rob. But I will say this. I know everybody loves the Phillies. They're going to be without Bryce Harper until July. And they needed Bryce Harper last year. When he was out for that period of time trying to figure out his elbow situation, they did not play well. And once he came back, they went to a different level. And him being a DH saved their season. Trey Turner is going to be a huge addition for them in Harper's absence. And when he gets back, he's going to give them a boost. But they're going to have to keep their head above water in that tough NL East until Harper comes back. So it's going to be tough. The Mets, I guess, are good. I'm not all in on the Mets like everybody else. I couldn't believe Buck Showalter won the National League Manager of the Year when his team blew a 15-game lead, and he still wins Manager of the Year because he's cute with the New York media and Curry favored with them. I just didn't get that, and I'm still not sold on them. I think the Braves right now are the best team in the National League.
Yeah, Braves are young, and they got so many. They just keep bringing up these young studs. It's amazing where they are. They aren't going anywhere for years to come as well. His name is David Vasse. He's the best at covering the Dodgers. That's why we had him on the podcast. Dave, appreciate you, and we'll see you opening day in 2 weeks. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Me either. Under the lights at Dodger Stadium, Rob.
All right. Thank you, David Vasse, AM 570 LA Sports.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 555 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. It's simple. Did you see the WBC game in Miami last night? I mean, the Marlins must have been jealous. It was a sold-out crowd. It was unbelievable. Puerto Rico in the Dominican Republic. It was amazing to see the love for the game and all the people who showed up. But baseball is truly an international game. I know a lot of sports talk about it. We're going to see something that's really cool. In 100 days, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs are going to have a series, a 2-game London series in June, June 24th, June 25th. At London Stadium, and it will mark the return of Major League Baseball to that site. The Red Sox and Yankees put on a show back in 2019. It was well-received, and so baseball is going back. The Yankees-Red Sox played in front of a crowd. You ready? 59,659 in their opening game. It was the largest crowd at a Major League Baseball game since 2003, and that's a and that's pretty amazing. So people in Europe, they're interested in baseball. They want to see it. We know in the WBC, Great Britain has a team in the competition. But this talks about baseball and its reach all across the globe. We know about all the great Japanese players who have blessed Major League Baseball now. And now here you go. The Cubs and Cardinals, one of the sport's longest rivals, will be on an international stage. And it'll be great to see those two rivals in London in front of a packed house. So Major League Baseball, international indeed.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.